Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see your motion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just the chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And Victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Welcome. I almost died on the road just now for y'all, but welcome. This is welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Brother Victorious. What's going on, Jazz?
Hey. Hello.
Olu, you
here? Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Okay. Hey, shit. We could drop some music, my nigga. We make it official. We got Andrew on the line, you know. Let him know we about something. All right, here we go.
Hey.
Let's start talking over again.
Yo.
Hey, we're not there.
Yeah,
really
good.
That's official. And I'm home. Okay, we can be unofficial now.
I can envision three songs going down with you right now.
A dollar at me? Apparently this dude is throwing stacks, but we'll get into that. What's going on with you, Victorious? Where are you? What?
Man, I'm in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. It's snowing, snow falling in rain form, black ice and flesh and shit. I just finished visiting someone in prison. He didn't
okay.
do it though, so you know, it being Sunday, he's innocent.
You holding him down?
Wait a minute.
I'm not holding him down for nothing. That's not prison talk. No? Okay.
We had a good visit, though. Yeah, good visit. There are a couple of lesbian, heterosexual, male tongue-kissing sightings, my man. So, but it was weird in there. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But I'm glad to be here. I couldn't miss this show for the world. The kinky Xmas, kinky Christmas. And I'm real excited to have our guest, Andrea, and... porn superstar Monet Divine. Can't wait. So I'm risking my safety to be here with y'all.
Now.
Nigga, pull my bravery. Nigga, what? Is it only working today?
I'm doing a lot right now.
I'm in street and slow right now, my nigga. I'm like a mailman in this bitch. Can I get some props, nigga?
Wait a minute. Let's get our shit together,
though. What's the
Well, I think Shaw on the line, man.
Yeah, I'm in here.
Hey, Shaw, put on Shaw.
Oh, of course he's going to show up for the Triple X show. What's up, Shaw?
Yeah, I come
don't
to
be like
show
that.
For a show.
From me to you.
Don't do you like what?
I went from unsigned heights
like
to unhyped sign from Shaw Rhymes Night.
Shaw.
Back in the day,
yo, Shaw. Take these
drugs and back down, then hit these clubs.
I can see your Mars just now. Rabbit? I can see your Mars.
He just got back from seeing Mars. Yeah. Mars didn't do it. Everything is everything.
How you doing?
Free Mars.
He doing good. He's been hot the fire still. Hot the fire.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear that, man.
All
right. We done. We gave our shout outs. The niggas in prison.
Yeah, we here.
Vic's on the road.
I'm on the road.
Sean showed up for the Triple X. Olu's holding it down. We got Andrea Janice. We have Moan Divine tonight. We have a lot to cover, guys. So,
but
are you ready to get started?
Here, though, oh, okay. The plug button worked. Okay. Oh, shit. I just missed my turn for the gas. But thinking on rap, though, with our room. I think my nigga can do this. The Role Model Romance, we have what, Trey Songz was making it rain and a big shot of soon?
He wasn't making it rain. He was throwing sleet. He got arrested for throwing a sack of cash at a stripper in New York. What is wrong with the strippers in New York?
I don't know. Women are becoming ungraceful everywhere, Jazz. Like,
apparently.
How are you mad that he's making it rain?
He was making it rain a little too hard. I don't know. I don't know if someone threw a sack of money at me, no matter how hard, I don't know that I would be mad.
Yeah, that's crazy. Was it a roll of quarters or something?
It says a sack of cash.
A sack?
I don't know.
A burlap bag of money?
I mean, what do you think? He hit her in the stomach or something, or upside the head?
Nah, she figured she could just get a payday off of it. Somebody probably told her afterwards and figured out this lawsuit, but that's whack, man. Take that breath,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's going to make it bad for everybody.
I want to see that court case, though, if it does go down.
Well, we'll keep you guys posted, I guess. So, damn. I won't sue you, Trey.
Oh, man.
You sound like mad paper cuts.
Maybe. I don't know. What else is going on? Some new things coming out about the Kansas City Chiefs player, Javon Belcher. And apparently, I mean, this is all hearsay, but after being told he was not the father of their newborn, that was a trigger towards him killing himself and his girlfriend.
It wasn't his kid. That's the Eddie Griffin shit right there.
Oh.
I mean, again, this is, you know, just the Role Model Romance on the emotion picture. We don't know people's motives. We're just reporting, you know, third, fourth, fifth-hand gossip. But that will certainly drive you to rage.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
brothers got to hold their head out there.
Kill everybody. He could have did an old-fashioned ass-whooping, though. He didn't have to body people, man.
I think he's been doing that for some time.
Apparently. So, you don't just start at you know, mass murder. You probably started at, you know, domestic violence. But we don't really condone that here at this show either. Anyway, so.
No.
That was me.
Rest in peace to the children in Connecticut and everything.
Yes, definitely. A lot of tragedy. So definitely the emotion picture does not support throwing sacks of cash too hard at strippers or quarters or any other type of coin. And we certainly do not condone any type of domestic violence or violence in general. So.
Well, we do condone aphrodisiacs. That's a segue.
That we do. That was a real sharp segue. We do. We condone anything sexy. But before, I would actually like to start our night with a kinky giveaway. So I hope I'm not the only one giving shit away.
Nah.
I gave shit away Friday night. And boy, my arms tired.
You know what? Ty, what you got to give away?
I mean, right now?
That could go through the mail.
You got no books?
Oh, okay. My bad. Nah, I ain't got nothing in this second, but I got something for somebody somewhere. But let's move.
I want to give away some oil. I do that, Jeff.
You want to give away some oils? Some tangible oils? You want to do that?
Tangible oil, yeah. I think some of the chocolate oil. I think that probably would be good. Shout out to Oasis and Janet, who purchased some oil from out the room and take love to the course. Shout out to you, Jazz, for ordering from the Mile High oil. Named after you.
I know. I treat my clients very well. I do.
And as you know, the oil is edible. Right? I guess that was a better segue.
Yeah, that was a better segue.
Oil is edible.
Chocolate oils that are edible, which perfectly leads to one of the top aphrodisiacs, which we're going to learn more about tonight. But in order for someone to win our first kinky giveaway, they're going to have to call in. Telephone number is 323-657-1479. Yes. You're going to press 1, and you're going to tell us one of the three most common aphrodisiacs. Mind you, we just gave you one. So, Olu, if we do have a caller in the next, 5 minutes, guys?
Get that door, though.
Whatever.
5 minutes is good.
Okay, in the next 5 minutes, you'll get our first kinky giveaway. So, what do you guys think about aphrodisiacs in general? Do you incorporate them into your intimate settings?
Well, I don't really know any. I incorporate food. But I don't really know the science behind, what's aphrodisiac or not. So I definitely want to learn today. But just some things make sense to me.
These motherfuckers calling early.
You got a winner?
Yeah. No, I don't know. They have to name one of the three most common aphrodisiacs. Okay. Bring them in, Ola.
Hello, Paula.
Hello.
Ooh.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. Love.
Hey,
love. I'm sick, but I want to guess. I would say chocolate.
Very good. Someone's been listening. We have a winner.
We need three, though, right?
Yay, huh?
Well, I said to name
three,
one,
right?
But go ahead. Yeah, tell us. Let's see if you can name the other two most common. This girl's calling in on her deathbed with an aphrodisiac.
That wasn't part of the plan, but I guess, oysters?
Okay. One more.
And, oh, God. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, wait. I know a conch. A conch, like the pistol of the conch is one of, I don't know.
No, not cock.
What?
That's the second segment of tonight's show. Guys.
You got to pronounce that in properly. You got to enunciate that.
She's sick. Punk.
I'm sick, exactly.
Like a pearl?
Yo, she said oysters, chocolate, and cock. That's the subject wing.
Well, that's a good mix, I guess, but...
Yeah,
chocolate-covered oysters with a side of cock. This girl wins.
The pistol of the cop.
Love wins again.
Listen, man, I'm lost. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Anyway, you only asked
for one. I'm being pulled over by racist state police right now, so let me go. I'm going to check back in later.
Okay, be safe.
Y'all okay, everybody? I definitely going to be calling in for... This nigga just shoot at me?
Nah, I was busting shots at the cops for you, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, true. Fuck the police. Okay. All right, so I definitely will be calling back. And, if I'm not incarcerated, I want to give a shout-out to to J90 and Wins, who are riding with me right now in the car. We had a third passenger. He fled to the woods.
Shut his mic off. Pay attention to the road. Don't get pulled over because we are not driving up to come and see you in jail. Thanks. Address?
Hello?
Yes. Okay, love. Please send your address to brightideas@theemotionpicture.com.
Wait,
again,
that was
bright
right?
Ideas. Yeah, she got one
right
out of the three.
The conch thing?
the con.
Listen, she said one. She said
she
one.
She only needed. She only needed to name
three.
One out of three.
Man, you already said chocolate.
All right.
Olu. She mad? Olu
mad.
I want it interesting, man.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
She followed directions. You're welcome. She called in on her deathbed. She said oysters, chocolate covered oysters, and a side of cock. And she's winning. Yes, you did. Close her mic.
You got the email address to send it to? BrightIdeas@TheEmotionPicture.com.
I'll send it right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Olu. We're going to have plenty of other giveaways. Again, the telephone number to call in is 323-657-1479. All right, so we're about to get into spicing things up for your kinky Christmas or your kinky triple Xmas or what have you. So last year, Shaw, if you remember, we did a kinky Christmas show. We gave away lots of kinky gifts. Did you try any of those things into the 2012 year?
Did I try any of them?
Yes.
Nah, I kept it basic. I didn't try
you
anything
did?
New.
The straight missionary all year long. No candles. No toys.
I ain't do nothing.
Dirty talk.
I'm celibate right now. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe can we bring someone on the line that has tried some cool kinky things out? Olin,
I don't know what are cool kinky things anyway. Well, what are some of them? I know you can't.
Well, we're gonna find out. Like, for example, introducing aphrodisiacs into, out when you're dining with your loved one. Maybe making some things. We're gonna learn some recipes. We're gonna talk about different ways to set the mood, whether you're having, a romantic dinner at home or going out. What's a good way to pick a romantic restaurant? We're gonna hear about all of those things and more with our guest tonight.
You know what I introduced in my life?
What
I introduced
that?
PDAs. I never did PDAs before. Huh?
Public displays of affection? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I never did those. Like, that's my new thing.
Really? Well, what form of
yeah.
PDA? You holding hands? What you doing?
Not really, but yeah, a little bit.
So we might catch
whatever
you on the
is.
Streets of Atlanta?
You might catch me anywhere. Brazil, Las Vegas. Cali, Rome.
Strolling around.
Atlanta.
Holding hands, arm
yeah.
in arm.
Yeah, just with random women, not like people I, know or anything like that. Just running up to people, kissing them in the mouth.
Okay, you practicing?
Yeah, I think it's a great aphrodisiac because, when you get them inside, they're like, oh, man, you did that in public.
Uh-huh.
Imagine what you do in private. So, that's a new thing.
Okay, rubbing sweaty palms. I love it. Well, let's hear more from our guests tonight. We have the beautiful and talented writer, Andrea Janice. She is a food and lifestyle journalist, and she writes for a number of publications where she reviews restaurants, profiles of chefs, and covers food festivals in the U.S. and abroad. She currently writes for G Azure magazine and is a respected authority for the local Atlanta culture for food and all things limelight. She's also the lifestyle editor for the Atlanta Tastemaker magazine, a digital fashion and lifestyle publication. So we welcome tonight Andrea Janice.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Hello. Thank you for staying on the line. That was probably one of our crazier starts to the show. But you're still here. That's good.
Hilarious.
So how did our caller do? Chocolate, oysters, and cock. How's she doing?
That's interesting. Actually, she's kind of close because I'll tell you more, but the interesting thing about aphrodisiacs is it's anything that sort of resembles the male or female genitalia. So basically,
really?
An aphrodisiac is a food or substance that increases your sexual desire that resembles the male or female genitalia. So it's either based on the way they look. It could be a food or substance that it's the way that it smells that induces the sexual desire, or the way that it chemically reacts to the body.
Hmm.
So
very,
she was actually Right. So
she was right with the last one. What was the last one? Conch?
She said conch, the piston of the conch. It's a seafood.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, so that resembles the woman's vagina? Is that what it does? It resembles that?
Vagina? We're changing the name of it?
It doesn't smell like it, does it?
Let's hope not. But it's the same way for oysters as well. Oysters as well. If you open the shell of an oyster, many of you know the raw oyster, it could resemble the female genitalia.
Talk about it.
Okay.
So I want to go over a few common and not so common aphrodisiacs that you may know. So one of the more uncommon aphrodisiacs that you haven't heard of is the avocado. So the avocado, if you actually go to the grocery store and just pick up an avocado, you wouldn't think aphrodisiac. Like, what does it resemble? But the avocado tree actually is also nicknamed the testicle tree because the avocados grow in pairs on the tree.
Oh.
So right, and it resembles the male testicles.
All this time, we've been going at the
I knew something funny about avocados.
They're good. They're delicious. I love avocados. I eat them in the morning for breakfast. I didn't know that, though. I didn't realize why they, I knew that they were an aphrodisiac, but I didn't realize why. Very interesting.
You didn't realize why you like testicle fruit?
Yeah, I know. Oh, wow. Okay. Testicle trees. Okay.
Exactly. Also, some more common aphrodisiacs that resemble the male genitalia, of course, are bananas, carrots, and the famous cucumber.
Yes. The cucumber.
The funny thing about cucumber, though, it also, the scent of a cucumber is believed to stimulate women by increasing blood flow to the vaginal area, so it serves more than one purpose.
I didn't know that.
And also figs is an uncommon aphrodisiac, but if you cut open a fig, it's said to look like the female sex organs.
Very interesting. See, the cucumbers make me think of the spa, which automatically, you know, is very relaxing and sensual. So that would be my association, besides the obvious, you know, it being kind of one of the original dildos. But a different way to look at food. So let me ask you, do you find that people are actually, they incorporate these different ingredients too? To stimulate sexual arousal, or are these the things that you just kind of stumble upon, or do we know anything about people actually cooking with this and seeing a different outcome or a different response in their partner?
The funny thing is that it invokes something different for every person, so it's more so based on your own personal experience with it. For example, two interesting aphrodisiacs that I didn't know that based on the way they smell invokes sexual desire. Basil. It was said back in the day that women would dust basil, dry basil all over themselves to get sort of their perfume to get men interested. And the same goes with licorice. And that's studied that licorice, the smell of licorice stimulates men's sexual desire.
What do you say about that stuff? Is it really?
What do you say? Yeah, that's very true. I've put licorice on a woman many times before I taste her. That's very true.
You're full of shit. But I don't know, walking into a house that smells like basil, I don't know about it being on my body, but walking into a home that smells like basil signifies cooking, and that's always arousing to me. So
I put basil in everything. Everything. Also, that's ironic. Maybe that's why they want to get naked.
We have a caller. Olu, why don't we bring this this person in. I have a feeling that we've been waiting for this particular caller.
Hello, caller. 796.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Is this our beautiful, our second beautiful guest of the evening?
No. Yes.
Is this the Moan Divine?
Yes. I have to apologize ahead of time. I am suffering from pneumonia, so
you guys
are going to have to bear with me.
Oh, no. We are very sorry to hear that.
Thank you
for calling. Thank you for calling and being with us, even though you're not feeling well.
Thank you.
So I think that you deserve a much better introduction than that. So why don't I let our callers know that on the line we have Miss Divine, one of the named top hottest black adult film stars of all time, along with her perfectly, yes, of all times. And I want you to know that I wrote this introduction, Miss Divine. Along with her perfectly curvaceous body, because I did my research, and absolutely adorable smile and gap. She is known for bringing 110% erotic emotion with each performance. So welcome, Miss Divine, to help us spice up our Christmas this season. So, we have been talking with Andrea Denise about different types of food and aphrodisiacs that men and women may be interested in using to kind of spice things up in the kitchen. Have you been listening along?
Yes, I have.
Now, are any of those ingredients that Andrea shared with us any favorites of yours?
I actually haven't tried any of those. I would have to say that I kind of stick to the basics. Like, I'm more of a toy person than I am a food person.
Okay.
I'm back.
Oh, all of a sudden, Victoria's is back.
Divine was in the line. I'm coming out of here.
So let me ask you, Vic, you're not missing this. You've been listening in, and you heard a few things. Everything from basil, licorice. I heard chocolate.
Yeah. Well, chocolate, of course. Chocolate.
Licorice sounds good. Licorice sounds about right. I like... If we can go to like one of those candy stores and we can get like a real long, like a 6 feet strip of licorice and tie it up with it and eat it off of her, that'd be dope. That'd be great. I would love that. that make
okay.
sense to you? How I said it?
Okay.
Oh, you mean Twizzlers? Is it about Twizzlers? Yeah, I was thinking a licorice rope.
So it sounds like licorice is pretty popular with the guys.
Well, I never tried it before, but I'm going, as long as it ain't black. I like my liquor with yellow.
You guys are funny. Before, if we can get you just to hang on 1 second, Miss Divine. So, Andrea, Denise, now we have some ideas of different ingredients that folks can use inside the kitchen. Some people have calls, have sent questions in them about actually going out, you know, around the holiday season and. Having a hard time picking a great place to bring, you know, their loved one, kind of getting ready to spice things up for that evening. Do you have some suggestions on how our listeners can choose the perfect environment to kink up Christmas this year?
Definitely. There's three things that you should look for when you're picking the perfect romantic restaurant to take your special someone to, and that's the ambiance, the location, and the cuisine, basically the type of food they serve. So when you think about the ambiance, you want to pretty much scout out the restaurant ahead of time, check and see if it has things like a rooftop view, maybe view of the city lights, outdoor or heated patio, and just make sure that the service is good when you think about the restaurant that you want to, because one small thing can really change the mood of your date. So also the location. Usually when you pick a restaurant, you have to think about, is it a long drive? Is it close to home? Is it in a popular part of town? And those kind of things that really set the tone. It's more than just eating there. It's the entire experience. So the other thing, and last but not least, is the cuisine. You definitely want to make sure that you're picking the restaurant that's going to really excite your partner. I recommend picking a theme restaurant, like going out for sushi or maybe for small plates. One thing
no
that
lobster.
I think... No Red Lobster.
Okay.
One tip that everyone should think of, especially if you're trying to impress somebody new, is never pick a chain restaurant. Try to find those neighborhoods.
No Olive Garden?
No Olive Garden.
No Bahama Breeze. Nothing. Even though they're good, pick something that is a neighborhood restaurant, maybe a chef-owned restaurant, or something that's new and different with a maybe seasonal menu.
Fancy. She's really fancy with it. But pay attention, guys. Mm-hmm.
So two things that if you are just to excite your partner and to make it even more interesting, and this is for either guys or girls that you can do, when you go out, make sure that you start off with a cocktail. Order something that's a specialty cocktail for that restaurant, and order it for your partner, and make sure that you toast to a good evening. And always order dessert. Make sure that you pick something that your date likes, share something, and get some spoons, and end the evening with something sweet.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for providing those tips for us. It sounds like if you were taking Miss Divine out for dinner, and you tell me if I'm wrong, they probably better make sure there's a private room, because she mentioned it's not about the food, it's about the toys. So, and I don't know, for me, if it's kinky Christmas, and you're feeding me all of these sweets and aphrodisiacs, then maybe my gift would be provided at the restaurant as well. So ambiance, location, very important.
I was thinking the same thing as you, Jazz. You know, I think the restaurant may point to the bathroom, whether it's unisex or not, or somewhere discreetly to the corner. That would be a real good thinky Christmas out in the...
Oh, God.
I'm saying.
Not corner.
But
thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
I want to thank our guest, Andrea, again. We're going to keep her on the line. She has some recipes, if we have some more time in the show, that we'll be able to share. If not, we're going to get it out to all of our listeners. Thank you again, and we hope that you have a very kinky Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So now we're going to turn our attention to our other guest this evening, who, although is under the weather, I'm hoping is going to share with us some nice little tricks that we can all take into the season and hopefully the new year. So what are one of your favorite kinky tricks that we can give our listeners?
I would say that the thing that I've been most known for, and I tell women to just go learn, it's just dirty. It's more than kinky. It's dirty. Go learn to deep throw.
I'm on it.
There's nothing better than that for Christmas.
Can you applaud us, too?
Yes.
For that wisdom, that pearl of wisdom.
I've told women to use, I actually give classes to women on how to use the banana to learn to do so, just because it's a softer item to begin with, and if you put it in the freezer, it hardens up, and the way it's shaped, you should be able to fit it right in between your tonsils, which trains you to get rid of your gag reflex.
Mm.
See, it's work, ladies. Really. You can't just wake up and deep throat. So they should have been working on this all year.
It definitely, takes practice.
Like any good
craft.
But
by Valentine's Day, it could be good. By Valentine's Day, they should be pros.
What do you think if they start practicing now?
They should. I feel like every woman should learn how to deep throat. Like, there's no better way to keep a man than to get it down your throat.
Is that a soft clap?
Okay.
Vic, are you there?
I went better. I'm here.
How important is this for you?
Look, visibility is very low over here on this mountain, but I am here. I'm here for Monet Divine. And y'all too.
Is it important for him in the deep throat? Like, is that a big deal? Does she gag a little bit?
I mean, it's a good visual, good audio. Yeah. Take it all in.
That's when somebody's coming.
I'm not gonna play it out. I'm not, but I mean, I may have to help her along a little bit.
Okay, so we got the banana, which ties in our aphrodisiac, which it actually, that's one of the three common ones, to be used not only for eating, but also for practicing, for your deep throat gift, which if you haven't been practicing up to date, you might have to save for Valentine's Day. But, okay, thanks for that. Now, let me ask you, for men, we can't be the only ones giving gifts this season. So, Monet, what's something that men could do as a kinky gift for their spouse? And dirty is fine, too. Dirty, kinky, nasty, it's okay.
Well, I mean, as far as men, I would say, I don't know, go make a gift basket. I mean, I've always loved to receive gift baskets. Like, you have the new toys out now, the Lilos. If you guys have got a chance to get a hold of those, I have quite a few. And a lot of them are shaped to the woman's body, and they're comfortable for both partners. So I would say, go out and create a gift basket, maybe edible panties, a nice Lilo, an outfit.
Hold on, bitch. All panties are edible. I know what she's talking about. They all
What's a Lilo? I don't know what a Lilo is.
A Lilo is a brand of toys that are out. If anyone is interested in help putting a gift basket together, please let me know. Your Jet Setting Jazz will be more than happy to help you put together a gift basket. And so Lilo, it's a brand of toys, but the thing I like about them, I like the way that the texture is really nice. Monet, you can obviously, isn't it really great? And then the other thing is that they don't look weird like, someone else's penis. They have just the perfect shape, like she mentioned. It's not intimidating
exactly.
to men.
That
right? Don't you agree? It doesn't have that weird looking face.
And
the small Lilo feel almost like an egg. It's really good for the clitoris when you're doing missionary, because you can still hold it down there, and it's not gonna hurt him while he's lower towards your body during missionary.
Well, I'm all for that.
Yes. They are very high quality.
And it creates better orgasms. I mean, anytime I clit.
But Monet, can it hurt me a little bit? Can it hurt me a little? Is that okay?
Actually, it depends on how fast and hard you're going.
All right. Because y'all rules said pain is love. I was asking. I didn't know.
you can be in control of the level, the intensity of your pain and pleasure with the Lilo.
Exactly.
Lilo, licorice. Love all that shit. I'm feeling it's a good show.
And then even better, when you're doing a gift basket, I mean, there's nothing better than women love clothes. We love any type of, those items. So, I mean, even if it's just adding a pair of dancer heels or, getting her pole dancing class, putting her in a hot outfit and role playing. I mean, who doesn't like to role play?
What is your favorite character? What's your favorite role play character?
I love the schoolgirl and the teacher. Yeah, the dirty schoolgirl is always hot.
Can we applaud the dirty schoolgirl?
Got a thing with authority. You know what, guys? Honestly, I think Olu is his hands are full right now. That could be the only reason why he has not clapped for Deep Throat for Christmas. What else? The Lilo and the sexy schoolgirl. His hands are obviously full. So, I'm sorry, Monet. We'd be clapping right now.
I'm clapping inside though. I done pulled over my car. I'm on the side of the road.
So,
it's
So we actually do have a question from the room. I don't have any experience with this, and I don't know if the guys do or not, if they would be willing to share. But, Monet, you obviously have some great sexual experiences that we're hoping that you might know something about this. There's a few women in our Facebook group, just so you, our listeners know, we have the Emotion Picture Radio Show Facebook group, where a lot of information gets passed back and forth, sometimes good stuff, and sometimes I don't know what the hell they be talking about. But last night they were talking about milking the prostate.
Whoa.
Familiar with that?
Whoa.
No.
This is
between Monet and I.
I don't think I know too many ethnic men. I'm not even just going to say black men. I don't think
it's okay. We have listeners of all races.
But I don't know the ethnic men that want their prostates milked.
Well, there are some women that are thinking about giving this prostate milking, either internal or externally, as a gift for Christmas. What, any precautions you think that they should take?
Get
that
That is one thing that I have never tried. I don't think I would get away with it.
Applause, huh? Applause for not engaging in
that
joke.
Well, okay, so.
Oh, the nigga woke up, everybody.
All right. That milk in the prostate woke his ass up, huh?
Oh.
Your hands free now, Olu, huh? Okay, so Monet, all right, you got to at least go with me here. If I'm dirtier than you, then we're going to have to switch careers here. Now, the taint. You're familiar with the taint, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
She's veteran,
that's
though.
Not a
Monet Devine's
but that
veteran.
Part's not a problem for me. I mean, if you're doing a blowjob, then you should be licking down there anyway. But milking his prostate, I mean, I don't know too many men that really even want that.
Yo,
like,
I don't know what that is.
To man to want a finger up there.
Nah.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
That's
her putting her finger in your butt. And there is
and
a gland in there.
Right.
Now, tell you, Derek.
that's that old jail shit. I just came from prison. That's that old jail shit. I mean,
come on, guys. Let's have an open mind. First, let's learn what it is. Let's learn what it is.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
It's Sunday.
Like, I know guys that like it, but most of the time they're older men. And what it is it creates a better orgasm.
I don't want to know. That's a gateway drug,
Big. That is a gateway drug.
I'm not.
I got a text from Cat Jesus. He says, no fingerist shall be in a man's anus. Cat Jesus. I got the text. Came through. And I am fine with the regular orgasm, thank you. I don't need a supreme orgasm linked to the milking of the anus. I'll sit with that.
Instead of more intense, and it creates a longer orgasm. So instead of coming for the long, it's just comfort.
I'm good with the short orgasm. I have a vegan dick. No dairy for me. Thank you. We can talk about the taint. I mean, sloppy head. You know, you're gonna touch the taint. You know, that's something. But no fingers shall enter it. The prostate.
Okay, Big. All right, Big.
Until I'm 40, and then I need to.
And then you'll reconsider.
Well,
when you can't do it yourself anymore.
To get cancer.
Go ahead, Monet.
I said that's like he said. When you get older, then maybe.
Right.
But if your man is only like 20 something, 30 years old, I don't think he needs his prostate milked. Maybe you're 60. Can't get it up no more, and that's the only way that you're going
to
have an orgasm, then yes.
Well, Monet, now you're not a prude, of course, right? Now, what if a man asked you to do that for him? What would you think of him?
I don't know about that one, and I'm openly bisexual, but still,
damn.
I don't know if I want to put my fingers in anybody's bum but a chick.
Okay.
I hear that hot shit.
I think I'm
with that.
To doing that with women.
Okay.
So hang on, hang on. Let me hear this. So now we have to use all of her expertise, guys. Okay, so Monet, you're an openly bisexual woman, and you said that you'd be willing to milk the not pot prostate of a woman. Does that also intensify orgasm? Does it have a similar effect?
No.
Because this could be a kinky, this could be a kinky gift for men. Okay.
Yeah, I believe milking the prostate is only for men.
Okay. I've never read or
heard it anywhere where a woman's orgasm is better by doing anal. Now, you can come anally. I mean, if you're in the right position, if you're doing it correctly, then yes, you can come anally. But a better orgasm for a woman is when the man inserts his fingers into the vagina and pushes up.
Yes.
Mm. So almost like you're curving your fingers inside.
Amen.
So instead of going straight in and out, that doesn't work. Go in and you go up.
Yeah.
You gave away
game. You can
have a comforter.
You done
raised sexual IQ of our listeners. Could we applaud the show?
Honestly, yes.
Because
if you do that, that's
my little secret.
That will create squirting. And a lot of women don't know that they can squirt because they've never been stimulated correctly. Now, if you have her put any type of toy on her clitoris and insert your fingers and go up and stimulate that area instead of pushing your finger straight in, then most likely she will squirt for you.
Can I just reminisce on the blessed September morning that I discovered that little mound?
Wow.
What is this?
You can do that on your own time.
Oh, man. I love it. I mean, I'm not even mad that every man knows about this now.
Don't be mad.
I love it. I want to tell those people out there pleasuring women for Christmas. I think all women should work and be happy. So, brothers, cut them fingernails and, do what Monet Devon says. It works. It's lovely. You'll love it. And add licorice, too. Add licorice.
Very, very good. So far we have, it may not be the best thing for you to introduce. It may not be the best thing for you to introduce milking this Christmas. You may get hurt.
Is it Christmas?
But
you can.
Yeah, don't milk it. Don't milk nobody's prostate. Don't milk nobody's prostate. That is Sunday.
Yeah.
That was work right
leave
there.
Leave milk and cookies for Santa. Leave your man's milk alone at least.
Chick-fil-A says no milking of the prostate. Monet Devon says, and so she, Monet Devon, what else won't you do? I'm curious as to
There's not a whole lot of other things that I won't do.
You see? That means this movement in the process is unholy.
There's not a whole lot of other things. I just don't see too many men that want their prostate milk.
If they want it, that means something's been in there before. They're familiar with things going in their ass.
If you're comfortable, come on. I don't see you just down there, you know, you're sucking on his balls, and next thing you know, you just stick your finger in there because you thought he wanted that for Christmas? No.
I think you may have just saved about a handful of women's lives. We were going to lose some listeners.
You also exposed a handful of men.
With the wrong man, you might catch a hand around your neck.
Wait a minute, Monet.
Don't be slandering, choking now, Monet Devon.
Because somebody might want
you
that.
You have to reward, exactly, with licorice.
You guys.
Choke a bitch up with licorice. With.
So what have we learned? What have we learned tonight? We've learned that you can spend all the time you want in the taint, right? You're pretty good.
No. Okay,
what's
so moving right along.
What's the overwhelming no about Vic?
You said spend a long time there. I'm going to keep it real. I'm pretty liberal, but I'm just not comfortable, you know what I'm saying, with that. So if you were, like she said, if you were performing oral sex, you know, and you just happen to be in that area, that's well and fine. But I just don't need too much attention
you know, that close to the, you know, the other, the spot in the back.
Actually, yeah, I'm with you,
baby. Because then you're going to want to talk, you know, and I'm not really comfortable with that. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Neither.
You got to have it done the right way. Like, okay, perfect example. Go
Can you
out
hear me?
And this is going to sound crazy. Go out and get the rubber vagina.
That ain't crazy.
Or,
I got two of them right now. There's one of these things. What about them?
You go out and get... You go out and get the
right
rubber
now.
Vagina that has the holes on both ends. And you put lube inside of it. And when you're giving the guy the blowjob, ladies, when you're giving the guy the blowjob, you put the rubber vagina on him and you jerk him as you're licking the tank. Greatest orgasm
ever. No. I mean, that's...
She's right. No,
I'm down with the fake vagina and all that, you know, but I mean,
Olu,
nah,
mute your
that's
mic.
A height. That's a height.
Mute
my
Olu,
mic. No,
Olu, thank you. Mute Vic and Sha. Monet is absolutely correct. No matter what these guys are saying right now, they like it. They just can't say it on the air. It's okay.
What?
You do it.
I can't say it in the air, earth, fire, none of that. No.
Do it.
I'm not judging. It's not for me, though.
Right. It may not be for you, but I'll tell you, it is for 8 out of the other 10 men in the room.
Exactly. Okay. There's a guy out there.
I ain't in that room.
For Christmas.
And you know what? Hey. If he wants to order it, he can contact me, jetsettingjasmine.com. I have both. The everything from dildos, Lilos, to fake vaginas. I sell everything but a taint and a milk process.
I'm with all of that. I'm with all of that, Jazz.
Vagina, you want to make sure that you get the, there's one called the ultimate jerk off sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you get the sleeve because the
sleeve
has the openings on both ends. So you definitely want to make sure that you, and also you can blow him out the top of the sleeve while you're him off at the same time. So
that's
it's
cool.
Still
but and if you can't afford anything on jetsettingjasmine.com, fellas, what you can do is get some lotion. You get a warm towel. God came from upstate on the video. I'm putting your own game. You know, you put that lotion in the towel and you get a magazine and you wrap the towel tightly in the magazine. You can use that. If you cannot afford the fake vagina.
That's true, and
yo,
if you can't afford to buy your girl a dildo, you put water into a condom, put the condom, tie a string
what
around the condom.
What in a condom? Wait a minute, whoa, what is she teaching here, condom?
This is for women. If a guy can't afford to buy his woman a toy, he can literally put water in the condom, take a little piece of string, tie it around the top, tie the condom up, put a piece of string around the top of the condom, drop it down into a paper towel roll and tie the little through the top of the paper towel roll and put it in the freezer and it'll form in the shape of a penis. So when she pulls it out, you can, it's a homemade dildo.
That's a lot.
But you know what? If y'all got
to
do all that.
You
drink it to the condom.
You could use your penis.
Applaud the wisdom of Monet Divine. That was a jewel right there.
Absolutely. Olu, do we have any callers before we switch gears?
I got a call address. I have my co-pilot here, you know. He says that Monet Divine starts his morning every day. Can I put him on the phone? Can I put him on the phone, Jess?
Well, thank you.
Sure, please do.
Wait, hold on real quick. Here he is. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Mon Divine.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? It's a pleasure talking to you.
I'm sick.
Oh, you're sick? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sick, but thank you for asking.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. I hope you feel much better.
Thank you.
When are you coming to New York City?
You didn't even ask how, what you could do to make her feel better. Get him off the phone.
He's trying, obviously.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
He's not trying fast enough. We only got 6 minutes left in the show. She hasn't even gotten well. You're already trying to put her on an airplane.
Okay. He had to go and handle some business in the back seat. My nigga was chewing gum and everything.
He
had mints in his mouth and shit. Nigga had his mints ready to talk to her over the phone and shit. He was serious. Well, thank you, Monet Devine, for calling.
You can tell him I'm coming out of retirement soon, so he'll have more things.
You retired? He's coming out of retirement. Now, where can we find you? Well, not you, but your work. How do we find your work?
Where can we find you?
You're so cute. My website is actually being done right now, so it'll be launching in the next month if the world doesn't end on the 21st.
What?
But it's MonetaVine.com.
Well, you milk my damn prophecy. The world will end right there for you. Spell the website out, because I don't know. GED, you know. MON. How's it go? MON.
MONEDIVINEXXX.com. And you guys can also follow me on Twitter at Monet Devine.
Okay.
We got you.
You can follow me. And you can follow us on Twitter at The Emotion Pick.
I actually already do.
That's
you are,
right.
Oh, you know what? And I knew that. You know what? And I'm so embarrassed because I knew that. I was just nervous saying shit. You know how those guys do. We didn't say shit.
All right.
Well, thank you, Monet Devine.
You guys can check out Monet Devine very soon at MonetDevineXXX.com or follow her on Twitter at Monet Devine, as well as The Emotion Picture at The Emotion Pick. And also, please check out Andrea Denise at ATL Food Writer, just how it's spelled. No Red Lobster. And damn it, she put Bahama Breeze on the list too. So now she put
Bahama Breeze. Inside joke.
Yes.
They go fully. Shout out to Carter. Shout out to Carter Brock for being on the team and inviting Monet down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just want to kind of wrap things up. We have 3 more minutes. We have to give away one more giveaway. So the next person that calls in the next 3 minutes, our last caller, all you got to do is call up and give a shout-out to both Andrea, Janice, and Monet Devine. Follow them on Twitter along with The Emotion Pick, and we will send you a gift from Jet Setting Jasmine. The number is 657-1479. We're sending Shaw's dick in a box because he did not have a gift giveaway. So
I got challenges.
Okay, cool. Damn.
I'm thinking about whatever. Thinking about this one.
Damn.
That's fine. That's fine.
Now next week, we're gonna be off for the Christmas break. We're gonna be tying people up with licorice and all that, choking them, 15th. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in the new year. Right?
Yes, we will. Monet, we hope you feel well. Let us know if there's anything that we can do. We can send.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jazz, can I send Monet some chocolate oil?
We can, yeah, Monet, we'd like to send you a gift.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, well, we'll touch base with C and we'll get your contact information.
You know what? I'll DM you guys my info.
Sounds good.
Great.
And
great.
Also, Olu, if you can bring Andrea Janice back on, we want to make sure that we get her a kinky gift. So, are you there with us, Andrea?
Hey, I'm still here. Yes.
Hey, are you okay? You have more than enough information about the taint, prostates, and vaginas, according to Shaw.
More than enough. I learned so much. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We're also going to have Andrea's sexy recipes to incorporate aphrodisiacs on our website at theemotionpicture.com. We have everything from avocado cheesecake with walnut crust, chocolate-covered strawberries, and oysters Rockefeller. Remember, anything that looks like a vagina or a penis is probably an aphrodisiac. Cut it open and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other final words?
Just thank you guys for letting us come on the show. We really appreciate it. Look forward to tuning in next week.
Thank you. Absolutely. Check us out every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Goodbye, ladies. Goodbye, guys. Protect your prostate.
Good night.
Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues. There's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep, even when we claim.